Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. I'm your host, Allison Bachman. We are so fortunate to have a return guest with us this evening. In fact, Ellen will be a guest joining us on a monthly basis, I hope. You know her and you love her, especially if you've been part of the past shows when she has been our guest. She's the author of no less than 5 books on numerology. She's written Numerology Has Your Number, You Are Your First Name, You Are Your Birthday, Win the Lottery, and the Vibes book. She's a respected numerologist, author, columnist, lecturer, and teacher for more than 25 years, and we are delighted to have her with us. Welcome again, Ellen. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, welcome to you too, and welcome back. Happy to know you're feeling well, and this is a merry number 3 universal day.
All right then, well, Don was telling me the calls have been coming in slow, so we might be doing a little bit of discussion tonight, but we got some important things to discuss, though. But I am going to take care of a little business with the callers just to let them know that the lines will be open for the entire duration of the show. We're going to be discussing looking at your house numbers and your phone numbers and all the numbers around you and what they attract. But before we get to that, you know, the lines are open, and we're here. We're here to answer your questions. Maybe you've got a question about the house you live in, the number, what it means for you, or, you know, many of the other numbers that are in your life. So we're just letting you know that the lines are open, so call toll-free at 1-877-876-5227 in the United States, and toll-free from Canada is 1-888-810-8322. And we will answer any of your questions about your numbers. And also, we're doing readings, aren't we?
Well, I think so. I think we're doing everything tonight.
We're multitasking. And you will be doing first name readings and
sure,
even jumping
sure
in on the rest of the reading. That'll be cool. And also, new feature for me tonight, Ellen. They have this thing called VBS Live Show Chat. Did you know that?
Nope.
Well, I'm currently sitting in a chat room. And I guess this is for people that perhaps are a little bit hesitant about calling into a radio show, or perhaps maybe they have dial-up and they can't call in. So BBS has this wonderful thing called live show chat, and so you're in the room and somebody can just literally come in and ask a question. So I'm definitely multitasking. This is a job for you, not me. But I'll take care of it, okay?
I think you can handle it. This is a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
I think we were going to talk about telephone numbers and
sure
addresses tonight.
Yes, we are. We are. But I'm going to let you know if somebody pops into the room and has a question, I'll be bringing to you a question from the room as well.
Terrific.
Okay?
Terrific.
All right, so let's get to this numbers all around us and what they attract, okay? God, we can go write down the list of the various different numbers in our lives. Where do you want to start?
Well, most people, you know, have one or two phone numbers, and we can tell the difference whether they're a family phone number or a business phone number, street addresses. Of course, you know, I think you know this, I know this, numbers attract. We
right
know that if you've got a house number, mm-hmm, it's attracting the types of people and experiences that number describes.
Right.
The street number is the number for everybody on that block.
Right. So what you're saying is,
but the house,
the number of the house,
yeah,
let's say it's 16, that's attracting something.
Correct.
If you're on 16 State Street, the State Street is really the numerology of everyone on the street. But the 16 is very particular to the actual house you're living in.
Correct. And
okay,
your street address will tell us what types of people and experiences are attracted to that home. So if you're selling your house, we can get a good idea of who's going to want to buy it.
Who's going to come walking through the door and making an offer, right?
Right.
Okay. So basically, if someone's listening and they have their address in front of them, really what you want them to do at this point is to add those numbers across together until they reduce it to a single digit. Is that correct?
Well, they can just give me the number and I'll add it across and
right
reduce it to a single digit. My head runs a little quicker than most people.
Right, but those people that don't want to call in, that are just listening
mm-hmm
to the show, let's say you're on, let's say the 16, you would add the 1 plus the 6, and that would be a 7.
Correct.
Number.
With numerology, the basic rule, we reduce all double, triple, quadruple numbers, whatever, to a single
okay
single number.
Okay, so we're just letting the listeners know that if you're not wanting to call in, and actually, I mean, why wouldn't you want to call in? You can ask Ellen Dodge and get some really wonderful advice. But if you don't want to, just add your numbers across, reduce it to a single digit, and whatever we're telling you about these house numbers it applies to your house. So let's start with the house number one. Alan, tell us about it. What is it attacking?
Well, a house...
Hold on, Alan. Hold on.
I hear a beep.
Beep? We heard a beep. Who's calling, please?
Hi. I'm calling for Ellen Dodge.
Well, we have Ellen Dodge.
Good.
Who's calling?
My name's Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Do you have a question for Ellen?
Yes, I wanted to get a sense of what to expect overall maybe this year.
I hear a familiar voice.
It is.
I hear a voice from the past. Good old number 2007. All the past comes back to everyone. Nancy, my goodness, it's got to be years and years.
I know how I got this lovely email, and I wanted to make contact with you. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so happy you called in. I may as well answer some questions for you. You're born on February the 14th?
Still, yes.
Now, that's how I pulled that out of my head, I will never know.
Valentine's Day, maybe?
Valentine's Day, baby.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember. I think I've known Nancy since the 1970s in
have
New
you
York
really?
City.
Yeah, that's a long time, and I had lots.
Does Nancy want to, do you remember the year of birth?
Do I remember her year of birth? She doesn't want me to, Alice.
I don't
really
want you to. Okay, no problem.
No.
No?
Okay, well,
none of my friends want anyone to remember their year of birth.
Okay, well, go for it.
Well, Nancy, what would you like to know? Do you want to know what's coming in this year, or do you want to know your house address, or what?
I don't know. Maybe what's coming in this year?
Well, let's see. That would be 2 for February, and you're born on the 14th, so that's 1 plus 4 is 5, and that adds up to 7, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then we add the calendar year to it, and that would be 2007. That's a 9. So we end up with what? We end up with a 7, right?
Right.
Because it added up to 16. 1 plus 6 is 7. Well, you know, number 7 is the year of what do I want to be when I grow up?
Uh-huh.
It's your time to say, what do I want to do with the rest of my life? And do some serious thinking. Not a great year for commercializing. Not a great year for pushing for money. Money will drop in your lap if you just sit there. The whole idea of 2007 for you, Nancy, is to look at it as a spiritual year. Great year to take up yoga, great year to get involved with new metaphysical interests, great year to go to a shrink. You'll accomplish 5 years in one. It's a time to contemplate your navel on the positive side.
Okay.
So this is your year when you'll make some decisions that will affect the changes you make in 3 years.
Okay.
And I know you are taking yourself seriously now.
Yeah. Well, that's great.
You're coming in low. Speak up.
Yeah, oh. Speak a little louder.
The yoga especially is interesting because I'm having back problems, too much tennis, so I just ordered a yoga tape. I need to do something for my back. So.
Well, that's the right thing to do, and this is a good time to sit and not run around the tennis court.
Right, it's a year of rest.
Yeah, number 7 year, we don't tax our bodies. All your energy is going to your metaphysical self, your intellectual self, the inner part of you. What you want to do is put information inside of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You don't focus on physical activity.
Right.
It's only going to tire you out.
Okay.
She actually needs more rest this year than ever, right?
Well, I would say so.
Yeah.
I know Nancy is an avid tennis player and a challenging tennis player. I just think this is a year when she ought to live on her laurels a little bit.
There you go.
Good. I'm taking up swimming. It's a little easier on the body.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's also a wonderful active meditation. Swimming is wonderful for the back, wonderful for losing weight. It's wonderful for getting your head together.
It's wonderful for a 7 year.
Yeah, and of course, number 7 is water.
Water.
You want to be near the water.
Is it a good year to lose weight?
It's a good year to be disciplined, to set up a perfect idea of, you know, what you want to look like and visualize it, and you can make it happen.
Good. Well, I'm coming to Phoenix in the next couple of months, and I definitely will email you and hope.
Oh, joy. That will be a trick because all my email addresses went today. This is my number 5 destiny produces a great many surprises, and today was one of those surprises. All of my email addresses were wiped out.
Oh, no.
So please do email me so I can get your address again. I know, big joke. Everybody who knows what a number five destiny is knows. It's like living on the edge all the time.
I'm sorry about that, Ellen. That must be terrible.
I know. I was mildly hysterical before the phone rang. Trying.
Oh, dear.
Everybody's laughing because it's my computer, not theirs.
Yeah, it's always funny when it's somebody else. Okay.
Well, Nancy, this was terrific to hear your voice.
That's good to hear
you. You've got my number, so you can always phone.
And you've got mine. So, but I definitely.
I've had your number for a lot of years.
I know. Well, enjoy.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling
in. Evening. Thanks.
Thank you, Nancy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was a surprise, Allison.
Well, good, good.
My goodness.
Okay. Well, let's get on track here, and let's talk about that number one house, okay? What is it attracting?
Well, the number one house is going to attract independent people who like creative, unique, unusual things. So if you're going to find that your house causes you, if you live there, to be more independent, to try and be your own boss, it's a great house to run a cottage industry out of. It's a great house that should look different than the houses on the block. It should not look like a cookie-cutter house.
Right. Now, what about perhaps rather than a family or a couple, but it'd be more apt to be a house that's more suitable for someone that's single living?
Well, if it's a couple, they're going to be very independent-thinking people.
Mm-hmm.
There are many couples that live, you know, very independently, so that would work for a couple, too. But for one person, it's the ideal address.
Right, it's the ideal address for one person.
Correct.
And so it would attract a lot of creativity, a lot of independence.
It would attract a lot of creative energy that's put into a very progressive mode.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the person who lives in a number one house has a lot of mental energy. It attracts a lot of people who have mental, independent energy, a lot of idea people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, it's a very energized kind of a number, but it's not going to be the average house on the block. So you're going to have to attract the buyer who wants something different, unique.
Right, and you would expect a person that even the decor and the layout and different things in that house to be a little bit unique, right?
Yeah, it would be a different kind of layout, a different design. I mean,
right.
If every house on the block is made of brick, this one will be made of wood, you know, that
right.
type of thing.
Right, so hopefully somebody's sitting there in that unique house going, oh, that makes sense to me.
Well, I hope so.
Right.
And if it doesn't, I hope they'll call in and tell us why they think that.
Right.
Well, the number two, right?
Right. Yes, of course. We're moving on.
Okay, the number two house attracts couples. It attracts people that like a quiet, laid-back, easygoing lifestyle. It is not the fanciest house on the block.
Mm-hmm.
It is probably one of the most comfortable houses on the block.
Tchotchkes, you think?
I beg your pardon?
Tchotchkes, like somebody that would collect things or be collecting them.
Well, yeah, number two is always the collector, and it's always little details things.
Right,
it would be a house that would show a lot of detail
mm-hmm.
on the outside as well as on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
The people who would be attracted to this house would not be people who wanted to show that they had a lot of money or a lot of power.
Right.
It would be more likely a couple. Maybe it's a starter house, or maybe it's a retirement home.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to be the kind of a home that can have a lot of cooperation, a lot of love, a lot of serenity, but it's not going to attract aggressive, hard-pushing movers and shakers.
So if you're a hard-pushing mover and shaker, you're not going to really feel good in this house, right?
No, you're not. It's going to be too laid back and too calmly vibed. The aura is too calm, you know?
So, do you really think that when people are shopping for houses, they actually are attracted to their own energy, something that really fits in harmony with their vibration?
Either that or what they think they want.
Okay, cool. Hey, we've got a caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Sylvia.
Hi, Sylvia.
How are you?
What can we do for you?
I was calling. I'm getting ready to restart a very creative business,
uh-huh.
and my house number is 1457. And this business requires not only creativity, but also a lot of work for me. And I wondered how that number would work.
Are you going to be working out of your house, Sylvia?
Yes.
Okay, Sylvia, you've got exactly the right address.
Yes, she does.
It's the number 17.
Yeah.
If you add up the numbers, 1 plus 4 is 5, 5 is 10, and 7 is 17. 1 plus 7, mm-hmm. we get a single number, it's an 8. A number 8 is the number of a home that you can do business out of.
Exactly.
It's the kind of home that attracts people who want to do high-level business. So you're actually exactly in the right spot. you should be doing, looking at the seven there, you should be doing something professional, something that has a specialty. The five shows that it should have something to do with advertising or promoting or selling. Definitely those last two numbers tell us a bit about what, you know, additionally about the house. The 14, that belongs to everybody, all your neighbors, you know. So that's a common number. But the last two digits give us a little more information about what types of businesses would go well there.
Right.
So are you doing anything with selling or advertising or politics or promoting, but certainly with a professional focus to it, an independent focus of something, you know, specific. It's not going to be selling, you know, Tupperware or something.
Okay.
Did you fall down, Sylvia? Are you still there?
Sylvia, I'm still here. I'm listening.
Sylvia,
I'm an artist.
Sylvia,
hello?
Answer Allison. She wants to know what you're going to sell.
I want to know what's your business.
I'm an artist, so I sell a variety of things, and also I kind of bridge into crafts. So,
okay, what is the name of your business, if you don't mind?
Sylvia Barnhill Designs.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you've used your name.
Yes.
Okay. I do know who you are, too, by the way.
Yeah.
How are you? I hope you feel well. I hope the family's well, and I hope everything's doing good. You're in Charleston, girl.
Yeah, I know, and everything's doing great.
Good deal. Well, look, as far as the business goes, and if you're concerned about should you do business out of your home, yes, you should.
Okay.
The answer to that question is yes.
Right.
As far as artistry and all these various craft things, the number five applies to that. The five is a multitasking number.
Right.
Okay? It's like, you know how promoters or advertising people are always involved in many different ideas and things going on all the time?
Yes.
The thing you have to do is look at that seven in the address, and that's telling you specialize in one thing.
Right. Plus, Sylvia, do you spell your name S-Y-L-V-I-A?
Yes, I do.
Well, that's a seven vibration in itself. I mean, that's what your name vibrates to. So that would suggest that if you're doing artistic thing or crafts, you've actually specialized in some way with them, or you're a specialist at it. Would that be safe to say?
I'm a specialist in...
Meaning, you know, what you design and what you create is unique, and it's quite a bit different from...
I think what Allison and I are trying to tell you, Sylvia, is that if you are not focusing on one particular product or aspect of the type of work you do, it would be a good idea to have the multiple of things, to multitask the way you think, you know, you'd like to, all these different products. But to pick one thing that you do most perfectly, because you are a perfectionist, you do want to do things that are, how shall I say, that are fine, that aren't...
quality and
yeah,
fine.
You don't like things that aren't well done, well made. So hit for that type of thing, and those type of people that appreciate that, and of course being a number eight house, they're going to expect to spend a lot of money for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
The whole point.
You'll be able to get good money for your stuff. That's important.
I really think what to be learned from this little phone call, really, is the need to, yes, have diversification, but find one thing that you do perfectly and push that forward.
There you go.
All right.
Very
Thank
good.
You.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you, Sylvia.
You have a great night.
Thank you. We are, aren't we, Allison?
Yeah. And she might want to stay tuned because we're going to be talking about actually checking account numbers and savings account numbers.
That's true, and you can choose your checking account number, you know.
Right, yes,
really?
Exactly. A lot of people don't know that. But before we get there, we were just about moving on to the three house. So let's talk about the three house. And would you want a three house next to you? I'm not so sure I would.
Well, I wouldn't say that, dear, since I live in one.
Oh, of course you do.
Well, I live in one because...
You live in a three state, too. So,
yeah, the total of all the letters in my name is a three.
Well, it would work out well for you.
Well, I picked it. You see, I'm a numerologist, and so I know what to pick.
Yeah, well, I'm a seven live path, so you know I'm not one to live next to a three, you know? That would be me.
Well, I'm too noisy and too friendly.
Okay. We've heard a beep, but before we get to you, caller, can you just hang in there for a minute to let us get through the three, and then we'll be right with you?
Okay, the number three is a house that's very pretty. It's a fashionable house. It's a party house. It's the house that people like to come to.
There you go.
To have fun.
Right.
Okay? It is not the house that will stand up through, let us say, you know, a tornado. Let me put it that way. I mean, people buy a number three house because it's pretty and because it makes them feel happy, and it's usually a house that has a lot of sunshine. It's bright, it's cheerful, it's youthful, and it attracts what I call, you know, the party people, the people who come at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and at 12 o'clock you're pushing them out the door.
Right, so that's what I'm saying about I wouldn't want to live next to one because I wouldn't want the parties and the, you know, at all hours of the night.
Yes, but you would want to live in a pretty house that made you feel young and cheerful, and that's what a number three house does. It's also a wonderful home for writers, artists, models, people who are in the word business, the fashion business, people who are communicators.
Exactly.
And that's what the house will attract,
exactly.
The beautiful people.
Beautiful people. Okay, caller, hi, who's calling?
Hi, my name is Iris.
Hi, Iris, how are you?
I'm fine, and you?
I'm very good. Do you have a question for Ellen, or about your house, or the reading, or what? What can we do for you?
Well, I'd like to have a reading.
Well, Iris, first of all, we know you're a very, very old soul, but you're also a very independent person who doesn't want to be controlled. So I'm not going to be controlling, but I'm going to say, what's your month and day of birth?
give me it all.
11/29/64.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
did you jump the way I jumped?
Yeah, I
Allison
just went around 29, and we just went, whoa.
We went through the roof, yeah.
Okay, what was your year of birth, please, Iris?
52.
My year?
Yeah, the year.
1964.
Oh,
64. 1964.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
she's got a 222.
Yeah.
You know, when I said you were an old soul, I wasn't kidding, and I must have been on momentarily psychic.
Okay.
You're one of the few people who is born with knowledge. I don't want to cross you and get you upset, but you're somebody that really understands human nature and understands other people, and you're one of the few people really given choices as to the way you live your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you were ever a child. I think you've always understood more than you should understand, or than your experience in life would indicate you would understand. As far as this year is concerned, you're in a number four year. Your color is green. You definitely want to wear emerald green, leaf green, whatever kind of green you can come up with.
Mm-hmm.
This is a year for you to get your act together practically. For the past 3 years, you've been investing yourself in, you know, a direction. 3 years ago, you started a new idea going. Well, this is the year to make it practical.
Mm-hmm.
We call this a year to maintain what you have. Now, didn't you try and budget and get your act together last October?
I don't know if it was October, but I've always been more conscientious, I would say.
Well, I think this is a time for you to make a plan and stick to it. There are no vacations this year. By December of 2007, you'll have a solid foundation underneath yourself, and you'll get there by putting in a plan each day, working through the day, and having a tangible result from each day. You'll make practical any impracticalities that you've been involved with. You probably scattered a lot of energy, a lot of time, and perhaps money in 2006. Mm-hmm. However, in 2007, you're going to come out a solid citizen at the end of the year.
I didn't hear that part.
You'll come out of 2007 as a solid citizen. In other words, you'll feel that you have your feet firmly planted on the ground.
Okay.
It will come through practical hard work using common sense and getting your hands dirty. It's a time to really work, labor, do the details, but it's well worth it. Well worth it, Iris.
Okay.
Just know that that's your purpose for the year.
Okay. I got an additional commenting for her when you're done, okay?
I'm done.
You're done. Okay. Because the one thing that's really extraordinary about your chart is your challenges, which are all zeros, and that's the wow factor, and that's where Ellen and I step back. How often do you see all zero challenges, Ellen?
Well, it's not too often. Ellen Arkin is one of the people that has triple zero challenges, and you know, if anybody remembers that show he did, MASH, you know, he seemed to have a universal philosophy. He had a humor that reached everybody. Because it was self-depreciating.
Right.
And Iris, you have this gift. You're born with this gift of having a philosophy. you're born without being bigoted. You understand that all people are connected, that we're all alike, we're all the same. And you're also somebody that when you fall in love, you give everything. You give your all. You understand what the other person needs.
She's also very much a person that feels, that is interested in relationships.
I can't hear you.
Come in as a sixth life path, that's cosmic mother, cosmic love energy. It's the energy of the teacher, the mother, the nurturer, the person who is very balanced and cares about justice for all. It's a very much nurturing energy.
Yeah, that's what she has to learn.
Right. She has to learn to balance love of self with love of others. And the birthday number being a 29, I don't know if you are aware of what
Well, Iris has a lot of high nervous energy.
It's also the messenger. She's also, there's something about her life that is a message that, whether it's through what she does, how she inspires others, or even it might be the very example of her life. But Iris, really seriously, you have a very deep spiritual connection. You receive a great deal of psychic information, and you are a messenger for humanity in some fashion, whether it's what you do, what you say to people, or just the example of your life. And this old soul energy compared with this master birthday energy compared with the love energy that you bring, which means you bring compassion. And those are all really important for a very deep spiritual connection. Do you feel that about yourself, Iris?
Can you say it again? I can't hardly hear you.
Do you feel that you have this very deep spiritual connection? What I said about your life, about being a cosmic, all that I just said, do you feel that?
Did I feel that?
Well, when I'm talking, do you connect to that, what I said?
Oh, yeah, I understand.
You understand, okay.
Yeah, I can't hardly hear you.
There's a thing we should tell you. The reason we're reacting the way we are, Iris, is because the number 29 is a spiritually special number, your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And that number says that you are the kind of person who has strong personal ideals. And they can be religious or they can be spiritual or they can be just to go out and in some way serve or help humanity, you know, very much the way an evangelist, a preacher, would stand up in front of a congregation and speak about his personal ideals, and other people will follow him because they want to, you know, they believe they can tell how wonderful these ideals can be. Well, the number 29 tells Allison and I that you are a teacher. You're somebody who's going to leave a lasting mark on people's minds, on people's imagination. And so we know that you are a spiritual teacher. This doesn't mean that life is going to be easy, kiddo.
No.
Whenever we get good things, we always are tested, you know?
But you're up to the challenge, absolutely. You don't come in with those vibrations unless you have what it takes in order to lead what it is you came to, what your soul chose to come to do. You're very old soul, and you have this.
And
this
shall we tell her the
potential.
Other thing, she needs a partner?
Yeah, she definitely needs a partner.
I want one.
Whoa, darling, you're not connected with someone.
Huh?
You're not with a partner.
No.
This is so important for you.
Partnership to you is very, very important. But look, let me tell you this so you'll feel better. You're born in 64, which tells me you're quite young. In somewhere around your 40s, mid-40s, you're going to be making a lot of money. You're going to be meeting people who have power and money.
Yeah. Around my what
and
age?
It's gonna, and so, hello?
Hi.
Yes. Did you fall down?
No, because I can't hardly hear the...
Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, I'm screaming into the phone. But all I wanted to let you know was that you are going to make a lot of money around your 40s, 50s.
Oh.
Money, dollar signs.
Yes,
you know,
I heard that part.
Stuff.
I was just asking more in terms of the age. Yes, at 40s, 50s.
You get into an eight. A number eight. No, you get
an eight pentacle, and that
you have number. You have 9 years of meeting people who have money and power.
Okay.
Some of it's going to rub off on you.
Okay.
All you have to do is make yourself invaluable. Work with and for people who have money and power.
Okay.
You will be very successful. I see a lot of happiness for you. I just feel that you do a lot of self-sacrificing that sometimes you do not have to do. But this is no time to discuss that.
Okay.
It's a little too deep for, you know, off the top of the head radio.
And Iris, just one little quick thing. I don't know if you've ever had a numerology, a full reading.
No,
and certainly we can't do your full name on air. But I really, you know, when I look at your challenges and I look at the numbers that I'm already seeing, I know that I would like to see you get the full deal, the whole reading, and put all of the pieces together to really make sense of what we're seeing.
Okay.
Because you have some extraordinary numbers in your chart, and I really would encourage you to do that, okay?
Excuse me, I don't want to be crass and self-promoting, but
no.
You can get hold of Numerology Has Your Number. It's a book.
Okay, Numerology Has My
Number. And you can get it from the library.
Right.
Or you can buy it secondhand on Amazon, or you can buy it firsthand. You can buy it firsthand in any major bookstore. But
mm-hmm.
that book will enable you to understand yourself.
Okay.
And to know what you should shoot for.
Okay.
So you can focus on all these opportunities that you can hear Allison and I are very happy for you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They're
really,
there for you.
Right. And I really would like to see you explore your numerology in depth. The whole shebang. The whole name. All the information. We can only take little pieces right now and look at them. But when you bring the name in that you were given at birth, it just creates the full picture. You have extraordinary potential in your chart. Extraordinary potential. And it's a very unusual chart. So in Ellen's book, she's being humble.
Mm-hmm.
I studied numerology for most part of my life, and when her book hit my hands and when I was reading it, it was one of those rare finds, one of those rare books that showed a comprehension about numerology that goes beyond what most numerologists write in books, and it's a wonderful, wonderful book. So I highly, highly recommend it.
And you said Numerology Has
Your Number. Ellen's website is right on the show info page. Or you can contact either her or myself at the website. We'll be happy to direct you. Okay, Iris?
Yes.
Okay, Iris, go for it.
But wait, may I have one question? Can I ask one question?
Sure you can.
Okay. You had mentioned about partnership, like as far as, you know, I guess me having a partner.
Right.
Yeah.
You're meant to have a partner.
Huh?
These two numbers we're looking at are very much of the love family vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a person that looks for the soulmate.
Yes.
That really needs a soulmate. They need to be with someone in order to attain happiness, really, truly.
Mm-hmm.
Your happiness does stem upon that relationship.
There's also another aspect. The number 29 birthday is somebody that gets a lot of ideas that are futuristic and visionary.
Mm-hmm.
They are not always practical. You always need a practical partner to follow through on these ideas that you come up with because you cannot bring these ideas to form.
Mm-hmm.
You are off in space someplace,
yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Which is fine. It's fine. But that's why you need a practical partner, somebody who balances budgets and looks at what things cost. Because when you get caught up in one of your personal ideals and you go on one of these vendettas, you know, to get things going, you don't care what it costs.
Yeah.
You don't look at anything.
It needs a down-to-earth, grounded form.
Yeah, you need a grounded person. That's a wonderful word, Allison. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I would like to get a more in-depth reading. I'm going to buy the book, but do I call both? I mean, of course, calling both of you would not be the best
thing. No, you would be either, well,
just
Ellen,
contact Allison.
Or contact Ellen. You know what? This is a point where you say, who am I drawn to? Who,
okay.
Which person, you know, am I feeling it from? Which person is giving me what I need? And that's where you make that decision.
You know, Allison, that's such a good point for everybody listening. How do we know what reader to go to? How do you know?
You feel it.
You feel it. You feel it. You try to go to somebody that gets you.
Right, exactly.
You know?
Okay. That's right. So, you know, maybe when you get off the phone, sit there, think about it. And, of course, as I said, right there, if you look at Visible the Numbers, right on BBS, down the front page, both Ellen's web pages there, hers and mine, and pick which one, you know, because it doesn't matter. Numerology is going to give you the information you need. But connecting to the person giving that information, that's a personal thing. You have a huge amount of intuition, my dear. You have a great deal of psychic ability. You have a knowing about getting a feeling about a person, just go with how you feel. And that's our best advice for that.
You know, Iris, if ever you wonder, you know, if you're a space cadet and if you're not exactly in rhyme with the rest of the world or your neighbors, just know, yes, you really are somebody special. When you're a little girl, you knew you were meant to do something special before you left this earth.
Exactly.
Okay? And you're not wrong. And all Alice and I want to do is encourage you to believe in yourself.
Mm-hmm. Believe in what, how you feel. Believe in what you've learned and your gut instincts and that, those premonitions, and believe in all of that because you're very gifted. Okay?
Okay, and now you can go to sleep.
Okay, now who am I speaking to right now? Wait a minute. Who am I speaking to right now?
I'm speaking to Ellen.
And that's Ellen.
Okay.
I'm sending you to bed because you're flying now.
Yes.
Don't drink any coffee. You'll never sleep.
Oh, I don't. If I drink the cup, I better drink it first thing in the morning because I won't
sleep. Especially tonight.
Okay, thank you, Iris, for calling.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Where were we on the number three?
We were moving past the three, I almost think.
Oh, we hit the four.
We're on the four.
Okay. The number four house, that could be a 22 or a 202. Anyway, a four, number four address tells us that that should be a brick house.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a house that is built solidly, that will appreciate in time. Mm-hmm. That house attracts conventional, traditional people. And I hear a beep.
Okay, well, just finish. Caller, we hear you. We know you're there. If you just want to hang in for 2 seconds, let's finish the four so that way we're done with it, and then we'll get right to you. Go ahead, Ellen.
The number four house really is a very safe investment. If anybody buys a house that has an address that's a number four, they're always going to get their money out of the house. The house is going to be still standing whenever they, you know, as long as they live and probably longer. Mm-hmm. The number four attracts practical, sane, down-to-earth people. They work hard for their money. They're the kind of people that don't like to pay for services. You'll find them on Saturday morning, you know, servicing their own car, doing all these things around the house people do.
Right.
Pardon me?
Their yard work.
Well, yeah, yard work. All the things that are needed to maintain a home.
One more question about the four.
Sure.
When we look at the four vibration and we know that it means hardworking, and this will attract people that are practical, down-to-earth, and hardworking, would that be an indication that there would maybe be renovations or repairs that need to be done in this home?
No, not to me.
Just wondering.
No, not to me. The only thing that it indicates to me is it's a home that requires maintenance, but if one maintains it on a basically simple level, the house will appreciate in time.
Mm-hmm.
And it will stand up through many, many difficulties. When other people's houses are flooding, it won't.
Okay.
It's a solid home that attracts people who are what I call middle management,
mm-hmm.
or the polyester population. People who want value, who want to know that they're getting value for what, you know, what they spend.
Okay, super. Okay, we're going to stop on the four. We know five is up, and we've got a caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. And you guys?
Oh, we're fine, but this is a two Nancy night. What a wonderful time.
What can we do for you, Nancy?
Oh, a little mini reading.
Can you give us your date of birth?
Pardon?
What is your month and day of birth?
And I want a year, too. But
oh, you're a nosy person.
Yes, I am.
November 4th, 1953.
Thank you.
Okay, Allison, you're on.
Okay. Did you want to do her name for her?
Nancy is a number three. Three is the number of communication. We mm-hmm. also know that you're highly intelligent. I don't know if you've had all the education you really need that goes along with your intelligence. If you doubt the fact that when you question things, when you want the finest quality in things, there's something wrong with you, there's nothing wrong with you, you just are a perfectionist. Your point of view, you like to be around people who are unconventional, people who are enthusiastic about life. And basically, you're somebody who should be involved with people. You should be, the telephone should be attached to your wrist.
Okay. Oh. All right, Nancy, I'm going to pick up here, and I'm just going to say that you are the sixth life path, and that I'm also looking at a sixth pentacle, so I'm looking at the early part of your life as being there's a lot of duty and responsibility to family around you, especially from birth into the age of 30. But we know that you come in with this very loving, you know, the purpose of your what your energy is a very loving, caring, nurturing, kind, balanced individual. But you're working on balancing love of self with love of others. And the big caution when you come in with a six is that you don't give so much to other people that you're not really paying attention to your own personal needs.
Uh-huh.
And so sometimes, you know, if you have a lot of fixed energy, it can actually create martyrdom, you know, like you're just giving away and not taking care of yourself. You have the cosmic mother vibration, the love of children, teacher energy, absolutely. And you're also drawn to help people, you know, your weaker brothers and sisters, or, you know, you really are a sucker for a sad song, and so you'd be more apt to be very helpful to people in need as well. And a very good friend energy here with that sixth energy. And it makes you wonderful, very good with people as well. And so this is basically, you know, the soul energy of your date of birth. Your actual birthday number being a four, it's pure four energy, so we know that you are practical and grounded and very honest individual with a clear set of conscious values, you know, right and wrong. Very hard worker. You know how to finish a task. The six is very responsible to begin with. I mean, you take on a lot of responsibility, sometimes more than your fair share. And this four is saying, now I'm a very hard worker as well. When you combine the four and the six, you know, the six is very artistic, has a lot of artistic tendencies. The four is grounded, and it's connected to Mother Earth. You know, and I could very much see with the four and the six, you know, possibly a lot of attention being given to perhaps what your gardens or your yard or that sort of thing looks like. But you have a lot of artistic ability that comes in with this, both these numbers. The six is also musical ability, and also you have a gift and a talent with colors. And so your home in itself is like a canvas, and it's very important to you what that home looks like. And this four is hardworking within the home as well. It was the early part of your life, you know, the first 30 years, did you come from a rather large family and there was a lot of duty and responsibility? And also, you know, it's just kind of family being weighing really heavy on you, especially in those first 30 years?
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Yeah.
So that makes sense to you?
Yeah. Well, I think there was something going on with the mother.
Right, right.
You have a strong connection to the mother.
Right.
I'll throw in a couple of things here, Nancy, too.
Okay. Well, just really quick, I just want to go over, you know, where she's at this time in her life, which is in her fourth pentacle, and this is a time of cooperation for you. You may find that you're getting stuck in the middle of things between perhaps relationships, between coworkers, or just could be family members themselves, and you're finding yourself in a position of a mediator. This is an important time of your life of kind of like being a supportive to others. And you're very balanced, so you have a very good way about you of seeing both sides of every situation. You're very in tune to that, and you're very well equipped to do that as well. And also, this is a good time for partnerships for you, this particular aspect of your life. And she's in a 6 year, so family comes in big time for you with 2007 coming in.
Well, it's a destiny year.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I know, but I think Nancy keeps secrets. I think Nancy has a secret self that she doesn't let anybody into. So I think some of the things we're saying to you, you have to think about a lot.
Do you think, Nancy?
Nancy?
Uh-huh.
I think you're an introvert, extrovert. I think you're one of those people that's both.
Yeah.
I also think you can't eat sugar, so we're just going to have to deal with that. Look, this is a year when your responsibilities are important, as Allison said. And so that's what you called for, and that's what we're both trying to tell you is what the focus is for 2007.
Okay.
And basically, it's to understand that your relationships, keeping them harmonious,
mm-hmm.
is the most important focus for the year.
Right, exactly. You might have a lot of family issues coming in, birth of children or grandchildren, I would think, not children, or family issues coming in, possibly a little bit stronger this year than most. So
makes sense.
Does it make sense? Good. Well,
yes, it does.
Well, it should have started in October, so you should know about it by now.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, Nancy.
Well, good luck. Good luck, and put a smile on your face. You can handle it.
Bless you guys.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, aren't we up to the number five yet?
Yeah, you're going to have to talk fast. I mean, I'm looking at the time here.
Number five. A number five house attracts unconventional people. It is an unconventional house. The type of people who want to live there are people who are airline stewardesses or pilots or people who travel a lot, people who come and go. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's going to be the house that does not stay in a family forever. If the people aren't the kind of people that
are mental, spiritual, and physical travelers, people who want to experience life outside the house, then they don't belong in that house.
Right, so you're going to have a lot of moving in and moving out?
Yeah, that's what usually happens, unless they're airline people, you know, who are traveling all the time. But, oops, my goodness. Number six is we're coming.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, because I have a actual person in chat, and I know we got a person online. So I'm going to throw this question from chat to you, Ellen.
Sure.
And we have a question from someone in chat that says, I'm trying to decide on a career. Their name is Trevor. And
could you say that again, please?
Their
Trevor?
Name is Trevor, T-R-E-V-O-R.
Thank you.
And their birth date is 10/20/1984.
Okay. Let's see, 8, 9, 11, 8, 9, 3. That's a 4, a 2, and a 1. 4, 5, so number 7, destiny. Trying to decide on career?
Yeah, they're trying to decide on career. I would.
This will be a very difficult year to make any definite decisions because 2 years ago you decided you were going to go into a specific direction and you haven't had any solid feedback yet to let you know that that's the right direction. You need to be a specialist or a perfectionist. You need to work in partnership.
Mm-hmm.
You also have difficulty with women in partnership because you want unconditional love and you don't get it all the time. You also want control. So how do we deal with it? what do we do this year? Okay, this year you make friends. You walk out the door with a smile on your face. You leave your troubles at home because your objective in 2007 is to make as many friendship relationships as you can. Friends will bring in money. Friends will bring in business. Friends will bring in love. Friends will bring in everything.
Mm-hmm.
You're very young, which is a great thing. How lucky
you are. Yeah, thank
goodness,
yeah.
Lucky, lucky you. And basically, let's see, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 17. Well, you should be able to be businesslike in your approach to things. You should be a pretty good problem solver. If I were you, I'd stay away from drinking anything with alcohol in it because alcohol going into the bloodstream turns into sugar and you do not handle sugar well. You're somebody that cannot deal being controlled by other people. Therefore, you should be autonomous in your work. You should try not to have anybody telling you exactly what to do. But in your personal life, you need a partner. You need a laid-back, easygoing relationship with somebody who accepts you unconditionally. Now, if there's anything more you want to know, I think we're going to have to leave it for another program.
Right, right. Well, Trevor is in chat, and Trevor was listening to you because I asked him if he could listen to the show, and he said he was. So, Trevor, I hope that answers your question.
Well, it certainly put him on a path, I hope.
Right. Well, he's definitely, if I got it 10/20/1984, 7 life path, I would see specialists there as well. You know, be specializing in something, absolutely. Very sensitive, very, very in tune individual. So I hope that helps you out, Trevor. Now, we do have a caller online, do we not?
And the last caller, and who is this?
Hello, this is Molly.
Hi, Molly, how are
you? Good. You ladies need a two-hour show.
Hey, Molly, is that the name on your birth certificate?
No.
Well, that's what we want, the name on your birth certificate.
Oh, well, my question was regarding addresses.
Okay.
You were almost to a 5. I am trying to sell a house that is a 10, and I'm moving to a 14.
Oh. It's possible
that
the number 14 may be a transitional home for you. You're attracted by its uniqueness, or it's got some kind of vibes that make you feel you can have some freedom or excitement with it. It must be different.
Oh, okay.
But I would look at this as a transitional house, unless, of course, you're in the advertising business or politics or in some way multitask, and you can do that out of a house like that.
Oh.
That house will attract people who love life, who love sensuality, who love a joke, who just love life experience, and they look for things that they can be enthusiastic about that are unusual, and that's what that house is saying.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. Okay.
Now,
okay. When we first bought the house that I'm going to be moving to, It was a 12, and then the county changed the addresses. Does that really have any effect, or?
Sure. Well, it has the original address has its birth certificate.
Oh.
But the fact that it became a 1, the 10 became a 1, that shows you that it became more of a one-person's house, less of a party house, less of a fun, pretty house, you know, to be taken just as a place to enjoy.
Oh, okay.
The number 10 gave it a different motivation.
Well, good. I'm not a partier, so.
Oh, good. So the 10 helped you.
Yeah.
But the 14 is a very interesting address. Have fun.
A lot of changes. A lot of changes. It always changes.
It always changes in that house. Surprises,
well,
Allison knows changes.
The things that are happening, it's a very unique piece of property, so
I think that's what we're telling you about it. It's a five, and a five is always different than the rest of the world.
Yeah, but I do believe, because I do know Molly, and I believe that she'll be able to handle the five vibration in that thing.
Oh, that's wonderful. But anybody...
Ideally, you do kind of want a person to be... whose energy is in harmony with wherever they're living.
Well,
so.
it's nicer. It makes it easier.
It works out better, yeah.
Well, okay. Obviously you're somebody who loves life experience, Molly. Thank you for calling.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Before, we're going to keep trying to go through the numbers. And by the way, Trevor said thank you. It helps. I'm watching him in chat. Aren't you proud of me for multitasking?
I think you're amazing.
Wow, I'm just so
just an excited. Amazing person, and I think we have to get to the number 7.
Yeah, but no. Hold on, Missy. Hold on there, Missy.
Rein it in.
Oh,
the five?
Okay. No, I want you to rein in your energy just for 2 seconds, because we will run out of time, and I don't want to run out of time before I remind our viewers. Ellen, tell them, how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, I can be reached at www.ellindodge.com,
mm-hmm.
Or you can try and get me, since all of my addresses went crazy, but you could try and get me at numberslady8@cox.net.
numberslady8@cox.net. Okay. Holla, hold on.
All right.
And also, the other thing is just for everyone that's listening, if you want to get a hold of me, you can email me at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. You can also read all about me, what I do, at www.visiblebynumbers.com. All this information is found right on the front page, BBS Radio, right there under Visible by Numbers. Ellen, we have another caller. We've got 3 minutes. Who's calling?
The name is Kay.
Hi, Kay. How do you spell that?
K-A-Y.
K-A-Y. And Kay, what can we do for you? Are you looking for a reading or?
I was going to ask a question of Ellen.
Sure, Kay. What would you like to know?
Well, I have just had a total hip replacement surgery on January 15th, and I have other medical issues with a knee and a foot, and I'm wondering if I
know who you are. Thank God I'm hearing your voice. I was worried about you.
Yeah, I'm not 6 feet under yet.
Good deal. This is one of the best handwriting analysts in the world.
I
can't mention her last name because it's not right. But all I'm telling you is we are honored by this call, and I'm happy to know you're talking. I would not worry about anything, Kay.
My question is, if I need to have more surgery this year on those other two issues, what would be the month I would do that in, being my birthday is January 6th?
January 6th?
6th.
January
6th. 1-6, yeah.
And what month would be a good month for you to do
if I needed to have more surgery on either a knee or a foot? Or should
let
I just
me see. You're
wait
giving
till
me
next
a great
year.
Deal of agita here. I've known you, girl, for 25 years. Allison, I'm going to say she has to shoot for a number 8 months, but a number 8 months in the number 7 year that she's in was January, and it won't come up again until October.
October.
So the only other month I can think of would be a 4, which would be a down-to-earth, practical, you know, get something out of it month, because
right.
She has a challenge to the 5.
Right. Listen, I know this is really an important issue, absolutely, but I'm going to tell you that we're going to be cut off in about 1 minute, okay?
I thank you, Jim.
Kay,
you know what? Good luck, but call me at home.
Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling in, and be well.
You're most welcome.
Right. And, Kay, we absolutely, you know, call Ellen and get that information over the phone, because we don't want to leave you hanging. Ellen, it went so fast.
What happened? It's over.
And we didn't even get through the numbers. So, you know what? We
okay, great. 6 invites families, 7 invites individuals, 8 invites money, and 9 says it's going to be a classic home. That's it. We've got it.
Well, you know what? We're just going to have to bring you back next week to finish it. I don't know.
All right, Ellen, it's always a pleasure. Always so much fun.
Oh.
Really enjoyed it. Thank you for coming. This is Allison Bachman saying goodnight to Ellen Dodge. Good night, Ellen.
Good night, Allison.
And we'll see you all next week. In the meantime, I wish you all love, peace, and abundance. Good night.
Night now.